Good evening from Laddie Simple Arena on the campus of Mount Marty in Yankton, South Dakota, as we get set for a Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball between the Dort College Defenders and the Mount Marty Lancers. The Dort College Defenders enter this evening's play 13-2 in the conference, 26-5 overall. Mount Marty 1-14 in the conference, 9-18 overall. The Dort College Defenders coming off a tremendous week in which they were victorious in a pair of matches against nationally rated foes. They beat Bellevue 1 week ago this evening. They beat Midland, then a top 10 team on Saturday, 3-2, to maintain a tie for second place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference race and still mathematically have a chance at the Great Plains Athletic Conference championship. It would take some unlikely events for that to happen, namely Hastings losing to the Doan College Tigers, but as of this moment, Dort College, a win this evening, keeps those hopes of a GPAC title alive. Good evening. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from high above the playing surface here at the Laddie E. Simple Arena. This is a matchup of teams at opposite ends of the spectrum. For the Dort College Defenders, really, I wouldn't say unexpected success, but a pleasant surprise, as the Dort College Defenders' significant losses from last year's NAIA National Championship runner-up squad, they have succeeded in meeting high expectations, and they've surpassed those high expectations, in my opinion, by spending most of the year in the top 10 in the NAIA and currently number 5 in the national poll. For the Mount Marty Lancers, it's been a difficult stretch. They're 9-18 overall, 1-14 in the GPAC. They've averaged 11.3 kills per set, a 150 kill efficiency. They get 1.13 ace serves per set, 1.36 blocks per contest, but the flip side is their opponents are averaging more in both of those categories, and that typically does not mean a good thing for volleyball teams. Rachel Reef puts away 3.13 kills per set. Laura Cattle is at 3.08. Elizabeth Watchhorn is at 2.21. The Defenders, by comparison, are averaging 14.09 kills per set with a 249 kill efficiency. The Defenders get 1.5 points per set on ace serves. That's slightly better than their opponents. And they've lifted their blocks per set average to 2.25, and that number has steadily risen as Haley Moss got back into the lineup about a month ago. And she has always been very effective at the net in terms of her blocking as this month has progressed. And October turns to November tomorrow. She's also been given more clearance and more freedom to swing with that surgically repaired shoulder, and she's become more of a threat at the net offensively. Emma Altena leads this team with a 4.38 kills per set average. She put together very good numbers last week. She was not named the Great Plains Athletic Conference Athlete of the Player of the Week, even though I thought she had a pretty good shot at it, obviously. There were some other players who had good weeks as well, but she has put together a fantastic season. I would be shocked if she is not named the All-Great Plains Athletic Conference first team for the third time in her career at the conclusion of this season. Leah Camp puts in 2.8 kills per set. Camp has a 3.11 kill efficiency. Julia Lindbergh is averaging 2.2 kills per set. Allie Kromadike is at 1.89. Kromadike, Camp, and Moss each average around a block per set. Jamie Gasink is putting up 10.55 assists per set. She has had a great year up to this point as well, running the Dort College offense. She, as well as Altena, is a two-time All-Great Plains Athletic Conference first-team selection. I would be shocked if she is left off the honor team when those come out in a few weeks as well. She has been equal to the task this year for the Defenders as they have built a 26-5 record. Summer Jansen, 5.12 digs per set. She's among the nation's leaders in that category, and she, along with Gasink, were named not only Great Plains Athletic Conference Athletes of the Week at their respective positions, setter and defensive specialist. They were also named NAIA National Player of the Weeks for their play last week, as those awards were announced earlier today. Altena's the team leader with 38 ace serves. Gasink has 30. Drake has 26. Jansen has 23. Doan beat Mount Marty in the most recent contest for the Lancers 3-0. Dort beat Midland 3-2. Altena had 20 kills, Camp at 15. Gasing put up 46 assists. Jansen got to 35 digs. Dort College beat Mount Marty 25-16, 25-15, 25-15 back on September 19th. Altena got 13 kills, Camp had 10. Gasing put up 31 assists. Jansen had 11 digs. Mount Marty was led by Cattle with 7 kills. and Jackson put up 16 assists. Dort College will host a Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round match on Saturday night. Lancer season comes to an end here at the conclusion of this match tonight. Heading into play this week, Hastings is the conference front runner. They control their own destiny after a win over Northwestern on Saturday. Hastings is 14-1 in the conference, 22-1 overall. Northwestern is 13-2, 26-3 overall. Dort College is 13-2, 26-5 overall. Dort College can finish no worse than third. They can tie or take second outright, depending on the outcome of the Northwestern match this evening. And as I said, there's still a possibility of a Great Plains Athletic Conference championship, but I would call those hopes and chances slim. Midland is 10-5, Morningside's 9-6, Briarcliff and Doan are 8-7, Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan are 3-12, the College of St. Mary is 1-15, along with, they are in the clubhouse at 1-15, Mount Marty is 1-14, and 9-18 overall. Conference pairings this evening, Northwestern's at Briarcliff. That will determine if Dort College finishes second or third based on the assumption that Hastings will defeat Doan tomorrow evening. Morningside is at Dakota Wesleyan. Midland is at Concordia. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Good evening, and we are going through the preliminary announcements before today's contest. The Dort College Defenders and Mount Marty Lancers getting set to do battle here this evening. Final match of the year, regular season for both of these teams. For the Dort College Defenders, the Great Plains Athletic Conference tournament awaits, and in all likelihood, an NAIA National Championship tournament berth as well. For the Defenders, you'll be hearing about Hannah Connolly. She's a 5'4 freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota. She's a service specialist. Might see Abby Scamper. She has done some serving for the Defenders as of late. She checked in Saturday, actually, and served in Emma Altina's spot, as that gave Emma Altina a little bit of a break and didn't require her to serve. She was still able to play the remaining 2.5 spots in the back row and attack out of the front row. Aubrey Drake is a defensive specialist, 5'4 junior from Rock Island, Illinois. Number 11 is Julia Lindberg, a 6'1 junior from Margate, Florida. Number 12 is Emma Altina. Emma is a 6'foot junior from Sioux Center, leads the team in kills. Jamie Gasink is a 5'10 junior from Sioux Center. She's a setter, and she is also from Sioux Center. Allie Kromendike is a 6'2 sophomore from Belle Plaine, Minnesota. Erica Bausma, defensive specialist. She is wearing number 15 this evening. She is a 5'5 freshman from Sheldon, a defensive specialist. Leah Camp is a middle blocker from Tinley Park, Illinois. She's a junior. She's listed 5'11". Summer Jansen is the libero. She is a senior from Sheldon, listed 5'10". And Haley Moss is a 6'6 senior from Boyden, Iowa. She is wearing number 26. For the Mount Marty Lancers, number 2 is Elizabeth Watchorn, a 5'9 outside hitter from Ponca, Nebraska. Number 5 is Taylor Murth, a 5'6 senior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She's a defensive specialist. Maura Leisney is a 5'9 defensive specialist from Plymouth, Minnesota. Number 7 is Morgan Hay, a 5'6 senior from Parker, South Dakota. She is a defensive specialist. Number 8 is Lindsay Jackson. She's the setter, 5'6 senior from Platte Center, Nebraska. Larissa Trainer wears number 11. She's a 6-foot junior from Rapid City, South Dakota. Michaela Arndt is a 6'1 freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Number 14 is Laura Cattle, a 6'1 senior from Australia. Dort College scores the first point of the evening off a tip by Altina off of a blocker. Rachel Reef is a 5'10 senior from Chester, South Dakota. And number 18 is Brooke Bennett. Bennett is a 5'10 junior from Rapid City, South Dakota. She is a graduate of Stevens High School. Off of the block, controlled by Dort College. Gasing shoots it outside to Altina. Altina tools it off of the block for the kill, and the Dort College Defenders lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score on back-to-back kills by Altina, and the Defenders are out of the chute quickly. Some big volleyball matches happening for some area teams this evening as well. Regional final volleyball, trips to the state tournament on the line in Hull and Sioux City. Mount Marty keeps it alive. They send it across. That's Cattle. Dug up by Drake. Kept alive by Connolly. Up into the rafters. Bausma pushes it over. Saved by Mount Marty. They'll try to go quick. Blocked at the net. And putting the block up are Gasink and Cromendyke. And the North College defenders have a 3-0 lead on that block by Cromendyke and Gasink on the outside attack by Mount Marty. Mount Marty with serve receive off of the serve by Connolly, nearly an ace. Mount Marty scrambling over the top of the block, saved by Connolly, gets it over to Gasink, shoots it over to Altena. Altena, the dagger, and we've got a player off of the dagger, out of bounds, and it's a net violation as well. Altena will get credit for the kill, and the defenders lead it 3-0. 3-0, our score. Serving again is Connolly. Connolly, the floater, controlled by Mount Marty and Elizny. Pushed over the net, saved by Bausma. Net bounces, no call made. Comes back over to Altena, down the line, kill. They need to get a block up on Altena, otherwise this is going to be a very short match for the Mount Marty Lancers. So far, North College, no secret where they're going most of the time when Altena is in the front row and Jamie Gasink will keep feeding her until they stop it. Off of the block and down, a kill for Laura Cattle. Cattle, left-hander from the right side, puts it away. And the North College defenders lead 5-1. Mount Marty has service. So the Mount Marty Lancers, serve controlled by the defenders, comes outside. And with the swing is Cromendyke. Cromendyke hits it long and out of bounds, though. So Cromendyke, an attack error. And the North College lead is 5-2. 5-2, our score. Short serve, and that'll go as an ace for the Mount Marty Lancers. Lysney with the ace. And just like that, Mount Marty putting Dort College on their heels just a bit here. Dort College leading 5-3. Knuckleball serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasink. Up to Altena. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena with the kill. Looks like Mount Marty's going to have a hard time matching up with the outside attack by Dort College thus far, unless they are able to change something up. Overpass, and Altena puts it away on the sideline. Altena with the kill. Everybody who didn't have the angle on it wants it to be called outside. The line judge drops the flag, though, and says that was in on the sideline. Tooling it off the block for the kill is Elizabeth Watchorn. And Watchorn makes it a 7-4 contest. Those regional final volleyball matches tonight. Western facing Central Lyon at Boyden Hall's gym. Short serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink to Cromendyke. Cromendyke taps it off of the block for the kill and for Allie. That's her first kill tonight. And the North College lead is 8-4. In Sioux City at Sioux City East High School. Unity facing Trainer, that's a matchup of teams rated in the top 15. Jump serve by Altena. Altena into the net. A service error by Altena. And the North College defenders lead 8-5. So far we haven't had any long volleys. It's been pretty short and straightforward up to this point. Floater controlled by Jansen. Back set to Moss. Moss tips it over the block. Saved by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking from outside the block and hitting it long and out of bounds is Watchorn as she tries to go cross court with it. And the attack error gives Dort College a 9-5 lead. 9-5 our score. Dort College in front by 4. Short serve by Jansen, controlled by Mount Marty. Pushed over the net by Watchorn, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Camp. Camp throws it up over to Moss. Moss taps it down. Haley Moss knocks it down off the assist by Camp. The bump set where she just tried to get it up somewhere where Moss could do something with it. Low hard serve controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking and the change up over the top of the block by Arndt. Arndt makes it a 10-6 contest. Arndt with the kill. And the North College lead is 10-6. 10-6 our score. Jump serve taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Camp. Camp for the kill. If Dort College gets in their offensive flow this evening, it's going to be difficult, judging by the early returns for Mount Marty, to stay in this. Erica Bausma with service. Dort College leading 11-6. Floater, Bausma controlled by the Lancers. Shoot it out wide. And hitting it long, and it's off of a dagger. Rachel Reef. Reef with the kill. And the Dort College defender lead is 11-7. 4-point lead for the defenders. Taylor Murtha has service. North College in front. And Murtha will line it up, send it over. Floater taken by Jansen. Bausma has to get it. She throws it up over to Lindberg. Lindberg with a kill. Julia Lindberg makes it 12-7. Julia with her first kill this evening. And the North College lead is 12-7. Serving is Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake has served the floater. Controlled by Lisney. Mount Marty attacking through the box. Saved by Bausma. Right to Gason. Gason camp. Camp blocked at the net. Bausma picks it up. Gets it outside. Altina. Altina with the kill. Emma Altina. Unofficially 7 kills so far. And the defender lead is 13-7. Sador College running away with this one early on. Aubrey Drake has serve. Drake. Low hard serve taken by Lisney. Jackson sets it outside and banks it off of the dagger and out of bounds. That was last touched by Rachel Ree, free for their second kill, and it's a 5-point contest, 13-8. 13-8 our score. Mount Marty has service. Floater to the back line, muscled up by Jansen, got it overhand, comes back over to Altina. Altina over the swing. Mount Marty scrambling. This will get passed over the net. First time they've been able to return one of Altina's kills. Joust at the net. Gasing sends it over. Here comes Mount Marty. Reef over the top of the block. Saved by Drake. Slide right side. Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with the kill. And for Leah, that's her second. And the North College lead is 14-8. 14-8 our score. Hannah Conley, the freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota, by way of Siouxland Christian with service. Controlled by Mount Marty. Into the block, and Laura Cattle straight into the block of Gasink and Cromendyke. Second time this evening we've seen that occur. It's 15-8. North College in front by 7. Serving is Connolly. Connolly, the floater, low hard serve controlled by Mount Marty. Set goes right side, saved by Bausma. Overhand gets it up over to Gasink. Gasink, Altina, Altina, another kill. Altina unofficially with 8 kills. North College up by 8. No timeout used yet by Mount Marty. Coach Frank Hebenstreet electing to let it ride for the time being. Cattle off high hands. Saved by North College and Drake. Set to Cromendyke. Cromendyke over the top of the block. Hits it long and out of bounds. Cromendyke with the attack error. A little late on the swing. And the North College defender lead is 7, 16-9. Serving is the libero, Lisney. Lisney, bullet taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing off of the block, couple contacts. Mount Marty will send it over, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke for the kill. Allie Cromendyke with her second kill. Dort College already in this one. I have them with 10, 11, 13, 15, 16 of their 17 points on kills. That is a high number, high percentage. Taken by Dort College, Gasing back over to Cromendyke, pushes it over, saved by Mount Marty, might have been a lift, no call made, pushed over the net, free ball, Drake over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss, Moss with a tip to the back corner, saved by Mount Marty, Lancers attack, Watchorn, Watchorn blocked at the net, Dort College will load up, Gasing to Altina, Altina, off high hands, another kill. Altina makes it 18-9. Emma Altina with her ninth kill. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. An inauspicious start for Mount Marty. Dort College really doing what they want at this point. 18-9. The defenders up by 9. All but one of their points has come off of kills. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5, also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. That's kdcr88.5.com. Some old habits die hard. Set. Roll shot over the block, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes over to Delperdang. Delperdang with a swing, controlled by Mount Marty, and into the net by Mount Marty on the attack. Larissa Traynor, Dort College leads by 10. And as is Coach Chad Hansen's practice, he likes to reward those players who toil on the practice floor, but don't often get opportunities to play in live competition. Once it gets up to about 9 or 10 points, they're going to call double contact on Delperdang. Delperdang gets called for the double contact and a ball handling error on Delperdang. And the Dort College lead is 19-10. But once it gets up to about 9 or 10 points and Dort College feels pretty comfortable, they will go to their bench and substitute fairly regularly. Moss with a kill makes it 20-10. Dort College leading by 10. Haley Moss with her second kill. Lindbergh is in. Underwood's going to check into the ballgame. And checking out will be Jamie Gasing for the time being. Emma Altena has service, so Underwood will set. She will play the back row. My guess would be when Gasing comes around to the front side again, if that rotation comes around, at least for Underwood, she will be checking out. Overpass, and it's put down by Lindbergh as it was up on the net. So Lindbergh records the kill on the overpass. Skempers in the ballgame for Altena. So for Lindbergh, that's number two. Dort College leads 21-10. 21-10 our score, controlled by the Lancers. Cross court and a kill for the Lancers and Laura Cattle. Cattle with her second kill. Dort College leads 21-11. DeHaan will check into the contest. Checking out will be Haley Moss. So on the floor right now for Dort College, you have Skemper, Jansen, Lindbergh, Delperdang, Underwood, and DeHaan. Served down the sideline. Taken by Lindbergh. Underwood is going to be called for a back row attack. That pass too close to the net. And Mount Marty back to within 9 at 21-12. 21-12 our score. Taken by Underwood. Gets it over to Lindbergh. And Lindbergh with a kill. Lindbergh with the kill, and for Julia, that's her third kill. Leah Camp checks into the match. Also another sub checking in for Dort College. This will be Jessica Timmermans. Timmermans is in. Lindbergh is out. Timmermans' mother coaching this evening. She's the Unity Christian head coach, so she's tied up tonight. Overpass. Camp tries to put it away. There to pick it out is DeHaan. Gets it over to Camp. Camp blocked again at the net. Passed over the net by DeHaan. Controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking to the right, and a kill for the Lancers and Michaela Arndt, 22-13. 22-13, our score. We'll try to keep you updated if we have scores come across the desk from some of those volleyball matches happening. Elizabeth Watchorn hits it into the net. So a service error by Watchorn. Dort College leads 23-13. 23-13, Dort College by 10. Low hard serve. Here comes Mount Marty set outside. And tooling it off the block for the kill is Rachel Reef. Reef makes it 23-14. Serving for the Lancers is Taylor Murtha. Murtha, floater, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Underwood, sets outside to Timmermans, unable to put it away, overpass. Timmermans tries to shove it down, controlled by Dort College. Underwood back outside to Timmermans. Timmermans through the block, saved by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking. Off of the block, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Underwood. Slide right side over to Camp. Camp with a swing, Camp with a kill. Camp on the slide to the right, puts it cross court and records the kill. And the defenders lead it 24-14. 24-14, Dort College leading. Set number one, an opportunity to close out set number one here with Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake with an ace serve, and that is set number one in the books. Dort College wins it 25-14. So the defenders take set number one of this best of five tussle. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. The Dort College defenders with a 1-0 match lead. Here comes Mount Marty for their first lead of the match. And they get it with a kill off the back line by Laura Cattle. Dort College in that first set hitting for a 5.15 kill efficiency. Altena led them with 8. three each for Camp and Lindbergh. Serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Giesink, shoots it outside Altena. Altena banks it off of the block. Did it make it over the net? The officials determining that it did not, and it will be Mount Marty with a point. Mount Marty with a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Mount Marty by comparison. Rachel Reef with three kills in set number one. Drake with a bump set outside to Altena. Roll shot controlled by Mount Marty. Sloppy play controlled by Drake. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes back over to Altena. Altena with a tap around the block. Here comes Mount Marty. Left-hander unable to put it away. Bausman gets it over to Giesink. Giesink outside Altena. Blocked at the net. Point Mount Marty. And the Lancers have a 3-0 lead here in set number two. Well, sometimes that can happen. Things come a little bit too easily in one set, and then you end up with a battle on your hands in the next set. Lysny with a service error, and the North College defender lead is defender deficit is 3-1. 3-1 the score. Serving is Connolly, floater controlled by the Lancers. Set goes outside to Cattle, saved by Dort College, kept alive by Drake, comes outside to Altena, unable to put it down. Here's the attack, and into the net is Watchhorn. Watchhorn with an attack error, and the Dort College defender lead is deficit 3-2. Got so in tune with that in set number one, came a little too easily for myself. Cattle off of the block. Net bounces. No call made. Kromendijk with a swing. Hits it long and out of bounds. Kromendijk with the attack error. Mount Marty leads 4-2. 4-2 our score. Dort College down a couple. Serving is Morgan Hay. Morgan Hay with serve to the back line. Saved by the defenders and Drake. Giesink over to Kromendijk. Blocked at the net. Saved by the defenders, and no communication that time between Giesink and Bausman. Neither gave way, and they collide, unable to send it over. Mount Marty leads at 5-2. 5-2, serving for Mount Marty. Continuing with service are the Lancers. Kromendijk of the tip and the kill after the service by Hay, and the North College defenders back to within a couple after the Kromendijk kill. Allie Kromendijk with her third kill. And the defenders trail 5-3. Lancers attacking. Over the block, saved by Giesing. Gets it over to Kromendijk. Pushed over to Altena. Unable to put it down. Jansen sends it over after she covered it. Controlled by Mount Marty. Watchhorn over the block. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesing. Touches it to Moss. Moss unable to put it down. As it's dug up, set goes outside. And a kill for Watchhorn. Watchhorn with her first kill. And the Lancers lead 6-3. Brooke Bennett has service. Bennett serve long and out of bounds. North College still within a couple, trailing 6-4. 6-4. Short serve controlled by the Lancers. Outside attack through the block. Watchhorn unable to put her down. They'll throw it out to her again. Set goes right side, and that time it's Arndt. Arndt with a kill. Arndt makes it 7-4. 7-4. Short serve taken by Dort College. Giesink outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the swing. Mount Marty attacking. Pushed over the net. Cross court, Lindbergh got it, gets it over to Giesink, to Kromendijk. Kromendijk unable to put it down. Here comes Mount Marty. Off of the block, saved by the Lancers. No, they're unable to pick it up. Watchhorn unable to send it back over, and the North College defenders back to within two at 7-5. 7-5 the score. Controlled by Mount Marty, trying to push it over as Jakeson, and North College is there to push it back. That's Camp and Lindbergh over the block. North College within one at 7-6. 7-6 the score. Set goes outside, and we've got a ball handling error on the Lancers. We're tied 7-7. 7-7 the score. Jansen serves to the back line, and it is called in by the line judge, and the head coach for Mount Marty can't believe it, and that's Frank Hebenstreet. May have a valid argument. Back-to-back aces by Jansen, and the North College defenders taking 9-7 lead, 97 our score. Back with more after this. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. 9-7, North College up a couple after a pair of aces by Summer Jansen, one that in all honesty, full disclosure, I think was out, but in my opinion, doesn't matter. Controlled by Mount Marty, off the serve by Jansen. Set goes outside, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Giesing. Shoots it out wide to Lindberg. Lindberg into the net, point Mount Marty. 9-8 our score. Lindberg charged with the attack error as it goes into the net. 9-8, North College up a point. And the Lancers have service, taken by Altna, gets it over to Giesing, to Camp. Camp off of the block. No, they say it hit the tape and went off on an angle without a Mount Marty player touching it, and we're tied 9-9. 9-9, North College tying it up, taking the lead moments ago. Now Mount Marty rallying, but a net serve by Mount Marty, Taylor Murtha. Murtha with a service error. North College regains lead at 10-9. Points came in bunches in set number one. Set number two, a little bit different for the defenders so far. Roll shot taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesing. Shoots it backside over to Camp. Camp off of the block. Lancers attacking. Set goes outside. Push to the front corner. Controlled by Lindberg. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill. North College leads 11-9. North College trying for their 27th win of the season this year. That's in with this evening's contest. Set goes outside, banging it off of the block for the kill is Rachel Reef. Reef with the kill, back to 11-10. 11-10, North College up a point. Just can't shake these pesky Lancers here in set number two. Mount Marty got out to a 5-2 lead. North College led briefly by a couple. Lindberg off of the block, saved by the defenders. No communication. They bump into each other again. Blocked by Mount Marty. Pushed over the net by Camp. Controlled by the Lancers. Lancers down ball off of the block. And a kill for the Lancers and Rachel Reef. And we're tied at 11-11. Reef with her second kill in a row. Her fourth of the night by my count. And the Lancers have tied it at 8-8. Jansen over to Giesing. Giesing to Lindberg. Lindberg over the kill. Lindberg attacking from the outside. Gets the kill. Julia with her fourth kill unofficially. And Aubrey Drake has service. Aubrey Drake with serve. And Drake's low hard serve controlled by the Lancers. Set goes outside Cattle. Cattle blocked at the net. Mount Marty keeps it alive, and it's backhanded over by Cattle, and it's tied 12-12. 12-12, Cattle with the lead, gets Mount Marty back to a tie with that kill. She found an open spot on the sideline. Set goes outside Altena. Altena blocked at the net partially. Jansen gets it over to Giesing. Giesing to the sideline, hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Lancers. Giesing with an attack error. And the North College lead is gone. Lancers have a 13-12 advantage. Bausma overpass. Here come the Lancers. Set goes outside, and a kill for the Lancers and Elizabeth Watchorn. Watchorn with the kill. And Mount Marty with a two-point advantage now, 14-12. Serve taken by Bausma. Altena has to get it. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing. Mount Marty attacking. Cattle off of the block, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesing. Shoots it outside to Altena. Altena tools it off of the block for the kill. Altena with the kill. I believe that's her first of set number two. Serving for the defenders will be Sarah Connolly. Hannah Connolly, that is. Hannah Connolly with service. Connolly, floater, controlled by Mount Marty. They scramble to it. Set goes outside. Unable to put it away. Mount Marty will load up. Bump set goes outside again. Off of the block. An attack by Watchorn. This time they'll go to Cattle. Tips it over the block. Saved by Gasing. She gets it over to Cromendyke to Altena. Altena over the top of the block. Saved by Mount Marty. Again, saved by Gasing on the first contact. Comes over to Altena. Altena banks it off the block for the kill. We're tied at 14-14. Emma Altena with her 11th kill of the evening. 11-11. Controlled by Mount Marty. Hitting it wide and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Point defenders. And the North College defenders have put together a three-point run and retaken the lead at 15-14. 15-14, floater controlled by the Lancers. Set goes outside to Watchorn. Watchorn wide and out of bounds, point defenders. And Watchorn with another attack error. 16-14, North College matching their biggest lead of the set so far. Jump serve by Connolly, controlled by Mount Marty. Set goes outside, saved by the defenders. Gasing, Cromendyke, Cromendyke with the swing, dug by Mount Marty. Lancers, Cattle, Cattle flat foots it over. Controlled by Dort College. Gasing outside Altena, banks it off high hands, saved by Mount Marty. They collide. Set goes to the middle, blocked at the net, and a block for a point by Cromendyke and Gasing. Dort College leads 17-14. 17-14, our score. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Mount Marty. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Hannah Connolly, the freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota, with service. Her team leading 17-14. Mount Marty, serve receive. And they take it controlled. They set it outside to Watchorn. Off high hand. Saved by Connolly. Gets it over to Gasing. Outside it comes Altena. Down the line kill. Emma Altena with her 12th kill. Dort College leads 18-14. Dort College, we'll talk about the tiebreaker in set number three if the defenders come away with a win here in set number two. 18-14, our score. Lancers, Cattle. Cattle blocked at the net. Point defenders, Dort College. On a 7-0 run right now, 19-14, North College up 5. Connolly to the back line, Mount Marty attacking, Watchorn, Watchorn to the back line, and a kill, 19-15. So Watchorn finally breaks the 7-0 run that pushed North College from down 14-12 to up 19-14 at the time. Watchorn with her fourth kill unofficially. And the Lancers, Morgan Haye, has service. Haye with a left hand sends it over. Back line, Drake to Gasing. Slide right side, Cromendyke. Dug by Haye. Mount Marty attacking. Saved by Gasing. Second contact, Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. Dort College much more adept at that here in the second half of the season. If Gasing makes first contact and gets it up close to the net, Dort College will attack out of that. Gasing serve, controlled by the Lancers. Outside it goes Watchorn. Watchorn saved by Mount Marty. Passed into the net by the Lancers. And things coming apart now for Mount Marty here in set number two. They have to try to recover. Just simply trying to pass that ball over the net, and they pass it squarely under the tape by about a foot. Mount Marty attacking. Saved by Drake. Gets it to Gasing. Touches it to Cromendyke. Taps it over the block. Second contact, Mount Marty, and double contact called on Lindsey Jakes and point defenders. A ball-handling error on the Lancers, and the defender lead is 22-15. Dort College pulling away on a 10-1 run right now. Lancers set outside. Watchorn blocked at the net, covered by Mount Marty. This time they throw her over to Cattle. Dort College thought there was a double contact on the Lancers. No call made, and the Lancers get a point off of that with Cattle providing the kill. Laura Cattle with her fourth kill. 22-16. Serve is short. Taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Back set it comes Moss. If you're not going to call it on Mount Marty, you can't call that on Gasing, I guess. Now it comes to Cromendyke. Cromendyke throws it over to Altena. Anything going right now. Pushed over the net. Again, saved by Mount Marty. Cromendyke. Cromendyke over the kill. That was not textbook. Dort College ends up with a point. And you get to that point, it's not been called tightly. Pretty soon you end up with teams just tossing it over, and that's what it looked like that time. Alton, a serve, catches the tape, rolls over, saved by the libero Lysney. Now she'll go with the down ball, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, outside Lindbergh, kill. Julia Lindbergh with her fifth kill, and the North College lead is 24-16. 24-16, our score. And the North College defenders serving for the set, up by 8. Jump serve by Alton up, and an ace serve, and the defenders come from behind to win set 2, 25-16. They trailed 14-12. They outscore Mount Marty 13-2 down the stretch to take a 2-0 lead in this best-of-5 match. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with set number 3 in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Busy tracking down some other scores. Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round volleyball soccer play, that is. Men's soccer, Dort College trails Hastings 2-1 with about 40 minutes left to go in that contest. The defenders getting a goal. I believe Mason Fawcett got that goal for the defenders. And Dort College, it appears, playing a man down as well. I think they have had a red card assessed as well. So Dort College, a difficult task in front of them. Well, maybe I'm not reading the right column. Certainly appears that we have a Dort College player with a tally in the RC column. Hopefully that is incorrect, because that'll make a difficult task that much more difficult. Hastings with two goals in the one in the 31st, the other in the 41st minute. Fawcett getting his goal in the 43rd minute off an assist from Nathan Struick. So the Dort College defender men's soccer team trailing Hastings 2-1. Here in volleyball play, Dort College on top of Mount Marty, 2-0. The Dort College defenders back out on the floor with their white jerseys. Black numbers trimmed out in yellow, except for the libero. She's going with a Johnny Cash look tonight, all black. And Summer Jansen, black jersey top, black shorts, white lettering, and white numerals. Mount Marty Lancers in their gray tops back on the floor, navy numbers and lettering. They're also trimmed out in gold, and the libero decked out in a gold jersey. She is Maura Lysney. Dort College led tonight by Emma Altena's 11 kills. Those are the official numbers. And Dort College, on serve receive, comes outside to Camp. Camp into the net, point Mount Marty. And the Mount Marty Lancers lead 1-0 in set number 3. Dort College won sets 1 and 2 pretty handily. 25-14 in set 1. Set 2 looked like a relatively easy win, but Dort College trailed that one 14-12 before winning it 25-16. And Dort College starting set 3 as they did set 2. And that is a little bit sluggishly, and that would be a concern for the Dort College defenders. They trail it 2-0 after an attack error by Camp. Taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gaysink. Outside it comes Altena off high hands, and a kill for Emma Altena. Emma Altena over the kill. Dort College bidding for their 27th win of the season, trying to go 14-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Connolly with service. Low hard serve. Mount Marty attacking. Cattle around the block and a kill. Dort College trails 3-1. 3-1 our score. Lancers. Lysney with service. And Lysney serve taken by Drake, gets it up to Gaysink. Gaysink on the second contact sends it over for a kill. And for Jamie Gaysink, that is her second kill. Mount Marty set for serve receive from Gaysink. Overpass, and Cromendyke puts it down. Allie Cromendyke ties it at 3-3. 6 kills for Cromendyke. And the North College defenders serving yet with Gasing. Set goes outside to Cattle. Cattle with a kill. Cattle makes it 4-3 Mount Marty. Cattle unofficially with 5 kills now. Serve low, taken by Altna, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke hits it long off of the back line, no touch at the net. Point Mount Marty, and the Lancers lead at 5-3. Talking about tiebreakers, Mount Marty and Dort College playing here this evening, and Dort College really needs a 3-0 victory here this evening. Keep hopes of a number 2 seed in the postseason tournament alive. 6-3, Mount Marty leads, set number 3. Gasing outside Altena. Altena with a swing. Altena with a kill. Emma Altena with another kill. 14 for Altena. What it amounts to is it's been reduced to Dort College and Northwestern if they both end up with the same match record, which appears likely. Both in line to finish 14-2 in the conference. If that occurs, it comes down to, after all the tiebreakers, you keep going down the line to break the tie for the seed. Set goes outside Altena. Altena with a swing from behind the 10-foot line, unable to put it away. Here's Cattle blocked at the net. Mount Marty scrambling, pushed over the net, saved by Altena, gets it over to Lindbergh. Bumps it over to Moss. Moss tips it over, and a kill as Moss goes to the back corner. What the tiebreaker is reduced to is winning percentage in sets played in the GPAC matches this year. Dort College, if they win tonight 3-0, and Briarcliff would take at least one set from Northwestern tonight in Sioux City, Dort College would be the number 2 seed according to my math. Set goes outside to Altena, and we've got a ball handling error called on Gasing, and the defenders trail at 6. It should be 7-4, I believe. No, 7-5. 7-5, our score. Double checking against the scoreboard. My tally sheet comes outside to Cromendyke. Cromendyke hits it long and out of bounds, and it's back to a 3-point advantage for Mount Marty. 8-5. 8-5, our score. Serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh taps it to the back corner, and a kill for Lindbergh. Lindbergh makes it 8-6. 8-6. Jansen has service. Jansen serve taken by Mount Marty. They'll attack. Set goes outside, and we had a player in the net. No call made, and coming away with a kill is Watchorn. I thought Watchorn got tangled up in the netting that time. Men's soccer, Hastings has just taken a 3-1 lead on Dort College. So an uphill battle gets more difficult for the defender men in Hastings. Set thrown backside and through the block for a kill. Mount Marty's Michaela Arndt. Arndt makes it 10-6. A 4-point cushion for the Lancers as they lead it by 4. Lancers service. Watchorn. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Comes back over to Moss. Moss tips. And nearly a kill, and it is a kill as it falls to the floor. Mount Marty tried to pick it up, but unable to do so. 10-7, Dort College trailing by 3. Short serve controlled by Mount Marty. They'll attack. Set goes outside through the block, saved by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Bausman, throws it up over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh taps back corner, 10-8. 10-8, our score. Lindbergh with her 6th kill unofficially. And the Dort College lead, I should say the Mount Marty lead, has been whittled down to 2 as Dort College bidding to retake the lead. Took them a while to get going in set number 2 as well. Through the block, saved by Altena, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing. And it's blocked. Point Mount Marty, and the Lancers have a 3-point advantage. Taylor Murtha serving. Taylor Murtha with serve. And the jump serve by Murtha, taken by Bausma. Up close to the net, pushed over by Gasing. Gasing with a kill. Jamie Gasing makes something out of nothing that time as the pass was too close to the net and she sends it over. Serving for the defenders is Drake. Controlled by Mount Marty. Set goes outside and it's blocked at the net. Rachel Reef. Reef gets blocked, so a point for the defenders off the block, and it's back to 11-10. 11-10, our score. Drake with serve, controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers attack, set goes outside. Reef unable to put it away. Here come the defenders outside. Altena. Altena with the swing, and we've got a player in the net for Mount Marty, and we're tied 11-all. 11-11, our score. Serving is Drake. Drake with serve. And Aubrey sends it up and over. Lancers attacking, tipped over the block, and a kill for the Lancers and Reef. Reef makes it 12-11, Mount Marty. Dort College won set 1, 25-14. They won set 2, 25-16. And Bausma's pass is up into the nets. That'll fall for an ace. And the Lancers back in front by 2, 13-11. 13-11, our score. Gasing back to Camp. Camp around the block, kill. Dort College down a point. Connolly serve controlled by the Lancers. Set right side, blocked at the net. Mount Marty trying to pick it up. Unable to do so. Dort College a point off of the block, and we're back to tied. A tie for the defenders as they battle their way back. Here comes Mount Marty. Cattle blocked at the net. Point defenders. Dort College regains the lead at 14-13. 14-13. Low hard serve controlled by the Lancers. They'll scramble, unable to get to it, and an ace serve for Connolly. Hannah Connolly with the second ace of the night for the defenders. And Dort College establishing control here with a four-point run, and they've scored 7 of the last 9, and another ace serve for Connolly. Back-to-back aces by the freshman. And the Dort College lead is 16-13. 16-13, our score. Floater by Connolly. Lancers over the block. Hitting it wide and out of bounds is Rachel Reef. And Dort College's lead is 17-13. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Mount Marty. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible by Joiners Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, Joe's TV and Appliance Service, you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Nearly an overpass, and we've got a lift called on Mount Marty and Dort College running away with this one, now up by 5, 18-13 after trailing at one point. 11-8 and 13-11. It's been all Dort College since that point. They've scored 7 points in a row. Cattle over the block and Cattle with a kill. And the Mount Marty Lancers break the 7-point run with that Cattle attack from the outside. Laura Cattle with her 6th kill for College, up 18-14, 7 points away from taking the sweep. Jansen to Gasing to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. Allie Cromendyke with her 7th kill. And the Dort College lead is 19-14. 19-14. Jump serve saved by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking outside. Watchorn. Watchorn with a kill. Dort College won set 1, 25-14. They won set 2, 25-16. And they lead set 3, 19-15. 19-15, our score. Served to the back line. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Kromendike. Kromendike over the kill. Kromendike makes it 20-15. Dort College in front. Allie with her eighth kill tonight. Serving for the defenders will be Emma Altena. Altena, jump serve, nearly an ace. Mount Marty able to get to it. Sent over the net. Blocked out of bounds, though, by the defenders, and Michaela Arndt records the kill. 20-16, Mount Marty hanging around in this one. If they can string together two or three, they can make it interesting. Brooke Bennett has service for the Lancers. Taken by Lindberg, gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss makes it 21-16. Dort College with a five-point cushion to play with. Jansen serve. Taken by Hay. Comes back right side. Unable to put it away. Pushed to the back corner by Gasing. Saved by Mount Marty. Watchhorn over the block. Saved by Lindberg. Gets the set back outside. Now does Lindberg. Lindberg puts it away. Julia Lindberg makes it 22-16. The junior from Margate, Florida with another kill. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hubbard Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Pushed over the box, saved by the defenders. Passed over the net by Jansen. Dort College leading 22-16. Set right side, blocked at the net by Lindberg. Now an overpass, a joust. Mount Marty covers it. Passed over the net by Camp, saved by Mount Marty. Lancers attacking. Watchhorn over the block, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Outside it comes Lindberg. Lindberg with a swing, dug by the Lancers. Down ball. Blocked by Dort College. Set outside, Watchhorn down the line, saved by Altena. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a tip, controlled by the Lancers. Lancers will throw it over, saved by Altena. Gasing back over to Moss, tips it over. Moss unable to put it away. Here come the Lancers. Passed over the net again by Hay. Altena, Gasing, Gasing, Camp, Camp, kill. 23-16. Leah Camp records the kill. Delperdang is in the match. Skimper's in the match. Jansen has service. Floater controlled by Mount Marty. Bennett dug by Skimper. Set goes middle. Delperdang unable to do anything with it. And it's 23-17. Attack error by Delperdang. 6-point lead for the defenders. Lindberg to Gasing. Gasing to Lindberg. Lindberg, cross-court kill, 24-17. So Lindberg records the kill, and for Julia Lindberg, unofficially, that's 8. Serving for the defenders will be Bausma. Bausma, low hard serve, controlled by Mount Marty. They'll attack through the block, saved by Lindberg. Gets it over to Gasing, outside Lindberg. Lindberg with a kill, and that's the set and the match. Dort College wins it 25-17 after the kill by Lindberg. Dort College improves to 27-5, and they close the year 14-2 in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. For Mount Marty, they finish the year 1-15 in conference play and 9-19 overall. Dort College awaits their postseason assignment for Saturday night, GPAC quarterfinal round play, when they will host a match at 7 o'clock at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of today's match. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Let's visit with Coach Chad Hansen, then we'll get to the numbers. Coach Hansen, a fast start by your team, set number one. Couldn't do much wrong. What went well for you in set number one?
Set number one, Mike, I felt a lot of things. We were serving well and passing quite well in serve-receive. And when we're doing that, again, don't mean to restate what's already been stated, but we can tend to feel comfortable in our attacking at that point. I don't remember how our blocks went in that first set.
I think you had a couple.
Yeah, so just a lot of things were clicking for us, and it seemed like they were scrambling, trying to keep up with our serving, and our passes were keeping us in system quite a bit. So the two things, I liked our spirit coming into this match. I liked our cohesiveness, our energy on the court, a difficult place to play. And I thought we really started the match out strong in a lot of different categories.
I would imagine set two and three, not thrilled with how the set began, or each set began, but you were able to persevere and then put together strings of points to assert control. Was it, did you stop doing some things? Did Mount Marty make some adjustments, combination of both? What happened at the start of sets two and then again at the start of set three?
I think our execution just decreased a bit. I noticed our service seat passing, missed a beat or two. On our blocking side, we needed to stay better disciplined in our footprints and pressing over the net versus reaching out. They were tooling us in different ways. Just some oddities in how the ball was played on our side. Sometimes the ball will ricochet off and go in different directions, and several of those in a row are not a byproduct or just chance, but I think because we were not preparing ourselves fully mentally, that went their way.
You ended up putting together strings and you asserted control, and it, the way the match began, it looked like you were going to be able to rely on Emma Altna for almost whatever she wanted to do. In some ways, it probably is a good thing that you just weren't able to throw it out to her and she hammers away the whole night, because
right.
that really gives you a false sense of security.
Yeah.
You had to have other people produce tonight.
Yeah, we did. And we asked Jamie to keep distributing the ball in different ways so that we're not relying on Emma. We didn't want her have to get the bulk of the volume or to take a ton of swings. At this stage in the season, I think for all of our teams in the GPAC and around the nation, it's about maintenance and trying to maintain how many jumps, how many swings, how many total moments that we are exerting ourselves and counting those towards a postseason push. We asked Jamie to really try to find other hitters, and Emma delivered just regularly, which was great to see. We want her to continue to maintain that confident level and high level of play that she has, and we need to keep growing those connections in other areas of our offense.
We have not talked since this afternoon. I think you're aware, NAI Players of the Week, we have a couple because Summer Jansen
And
Jamie Gasek were both named Players of the Week. Honestly, I thought we might get a sweep again this week because Emma Altna had great numbers.
She did.
She had great play, and nothing against the young lady from Hastings. She
right.
got Attacker of the Week, well-deserved.
Yep.
But to get two Players of the Week in the conference is a challenge in itself. But then to get that NAI Player of the Week, it's not about awards, but it certainly is affirmation that your team is doing some things well.
Yeah, it's pretty special, Mike, and real joy to celebrate that with them. Complimented Summer between one of the sets and just said, national libero of the week, well-earned, well-deserved, you're playing great ball. And she smiled, just respectfully received the compliment. And she's probably thinking, why are you telling me this now, Coach, as we're getting into another set of play here? But I like having those little sideline kind of conversations with her. And, as you mentioned, all three players for us are up there in the attack numbers and well worth considering. And definitely pleased Jamie and Summer were able to get those conference awards, and well-deserving in that aspect. But also the national awards, that's a much broader pool of athletes and sequences of matches that they get compared with. And they both had stellar weeks to be able to rise to that point, and truly just fun. They're having amazing years, and each week it's a blessing to be able to coach them, to work with them, to watch them lead, and to see our team continue to gain forward success and momentum.
GPAC quarterfinal round play on Saturday. Maybe you know all of these scenarios, but we still have some matches to play tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll know your opponent by late tomorrow evening.
Yep.
And Saturday you prepare for play, 7 o'clock at the DeWitt. And I guess the most important part of that equation is you're at home for that first round match.
Yeah, we love being at home. DeWitt Gym, I learned this through an interview. One of your sports information students provided to our student athlete, I think it was Emma, asked her about our home record this season, and only because of that interview did I then notice we've been undefeated at home. That's very, very special to us. And it's a phenomenal place to play. We've had many recruits on campus this season. Our assistant coach, Jamie Schollenbrook, has been really organizing and spearheading those. And so many of those families and recruits who visit just say, we love this place. Your crowd is awesome. What a neat, neat experience. And so we're glad for that Saturday night host. 7 p.m., that's a different time for us than normal Saturday matches. But we're grateful to be at home and start the conference tournament schedule out that way.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen. Let's take a look at the numbers, and then we'll tell you what we know from Sioux City in that Briarcliff-Northwestern match. Maybe have a little better picture on that in just a little bit. Dort College, a 337 kill efficiency. Mount Marty, 108. 46 kills for the defenders, 27 for Mount Marty. Diggs, Dort College had 50. Mount Marty had 32. Blocks, 4 points. Dort College had 9. Mount Marty had 1. Individually, Emma Altena with 15 kills to lead all players. 10 kills for Julia Lindberg. 7 kills for Allie Cromadike. 6 for Leah Camp. 3 for Jamie Gasink. 5 for Haley Moss. 34 assists for Jamie Gasink. 2 service aces for Hannah Connolly and Summer Jansen. Diggs, 13 for Summer Jansen tonight to lead all players. 7 for Aubrey Drake, 6 for Jamie Gasing, 6 for Erica Bausma, 5 for Julia Lindberg. For Mount Marty, 10 for Laura Cattle, that's 10 kills. 6 for Rachel Reef, 5 for Michaela Arndt, 24 assists for Lindsay Jakeson, 7 digs by Lindsay Jakeson, 8 by Moral Lysney. Dort College wins in 3, 25-14, 25-16, and 25-17. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back to wrap things up from Mount Marty right after this. Back at the Laddie Semple Arena on the campus of Mount Marty in Yankton, South Dakota. Over in Sioux City, currently, Briarcliff leads Northwestern in set 3, 21-19. Northwestern won sets 1 and 2, 27-25 and 25-20. And if you're a Dort College fan, you are hoping Briarcliff hangs on to at least get one win in those matches, or in that match, I should say, and that would give Dort College the tiebreaker for the number 2 seed in the postseason tournament. But that's out of the Dort College defenders' hands at this point, and Northwestern has just come back to tie it at 21-21, so the Red Raiders obviously know what is at stake as well, and rated just in front of the defenders at number 4 in the country in the most recent NAIA poll. So Briarcliff and Northwestern knotted at 21-21 in set number 3. In men's soccer play, Hastings with a 4-1 lead over the Dort College defenders in quarterfinal round play. Certainly appears Hastings is headed to the semifinals, and the Dort College defender men in all likelihood will be packing up the uniforms after this evening's play in Hastings, Nebraska. Northwestern has just taken the lead on Briarcliff 22-21. In set number 3 of that match. So Hayes and Northwestern, they control their own destiny. If they win, they are the number 2 seed in the postseason tournament, and all that is contingent on Hastings winning their match tomorrow evening, and we don't have a 3-way tie. So we'll have to check on things a little later this evening. Again, we're going to wrap it up from Yankton, South Dakota, where Dort College victorious in 3 over the Mount Marty Lancers in GPAC volleyball action. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.